Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
You know, we all going through something.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the Golden State Warriors are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the team's 1975 NBA championship, and that's tonight. Golden State's hosting Portland at Chase, 7 o'clock. All living members of the Warriors team are going to be on hand for the celebration. Rick Barry, Butch Beard, Charles Dudley, George Johnson, Jeff Mullins, Clifford Ray, Jamal Wilkes. Group will be signing autographs inside the Golden State shop at Thrive City. That's from 5:50 to 6:25. And throughout Friday night's game, the Warriors will honor the 50th anniversary of the organization's first West Coast championship in a variety of ways, including in-arena video features and a special on-court recognition. Tickets available for purchase at Warriors.com.
I'm so excited. I'm going, man. Seriously, I am.
Are you going as a fan or as a media member?
A fan.
Oh, you got tickets?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Friend.
Where are your seats?
You know where.
I have no idea where.
Ray hooked me up. I hit him up. Right about it.
Okay. Yeah. I'd be at the top of section 121. That's fine. It's okay. It's good seats.
Ooh.
Right below the media section.
Yeah. You got to stop dropping my
those
locale.
Are good. Those
dude.
Are good.
Hey,
good
real
seats.
Quick.
Right
I got behind, this from the.
About diagonal up from the visitor basket.
Like,
right near Big Nate's
you
barbecue.
Are so messy. You would survive in prison, Stoney. You really would.
Dude, you think people are going to now stop by section 121?
No, I'm nobody.
Say, where's
no.
Goo? Where's
no.
Goo?
No. But the 707, Stoney.
Sure.
Don't forget about Chuck Barney, Goo.
Yeah.
I guess this is about your
what
past.
About him?
Says Steiny was his protege.
Yeah.
And who was that? Chuck Barney.
He was on the beat at the Contra Costa Times.
Oh, man.
Before I was, and he covered the Warriors for about, I don't know.
Last time you talked to Chuck.
You know what? I DM'd him about 3 years ago, said let's grab a coffee or a beer, and he said absolutely, and then we didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes. Yeah. Welcome to life.
Exactly.
But
so,
you reached out.
He's a great guy. He became...
Chuck.
He became the television critic at the Contra Costa Times. So he went from the Warriors beat to being...
Were you still on TV? Was he able to critique you or his?
Oh,
was...
No, I think he was gone by then.
Okay, gotcha.
He was gone by then.
I love history,
that
man.
That was 10 or 15 years. But
we got Clifford Ray. You weren't here. But you got it, basically, with Rick Barry's. I could hear those guys talk forever, Steiny.
I mean, in fairness, I remember when Clifford Ray was an assistant coach for the Warriors. I think he was under P.J. Carlissimo.
Mm.
Trying to think.
He got a ring as an assistant with Boston. Yeah.
Said 2004.
Yeah.
Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, so that was...
That was doing a great time out. Yeah. Which is... Who they play?
I was just... I don't know. I always just... Yeah, sometimes you get hit in the face with stuff when you're covering the NBA, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute.
Sorry, 2000 to 2002.
Okay. Mm. Who's the head coach?
I think there were multiple.
I'm sure there were.
I'm going to take a guess. That was Montgomery.
I think it had to be Carlissimo.
Was that when the choking happened before then?
That was 97. Yeah, Carlissimo was gone by 2000. Actually, so we might be looking at Brian Winters.
There may have been three.
Or Dave Cowan.
I think there's three.
Three!
Saint.
Wow.
99, 2000.
Okay.
Dave Cowens.
Sure.
2000, 2001. And Brian Winters.
Wow,
2001 and 2002.
Man. Yeah.
Three!
We were in Orlando or something, and it was halftime, and it was down in the media room.
Yeah.
I was, a little younger, a little more naive, and it was halftime, and I go in to get a soda, a little popcorn, and I remember, there was Clifford Ray sitting there having a couple hot dogs.
Did you say anything?
At halftime, and I was like, what? Why is he in the media room at halftime? You're still under the impression that they get into halftime,
they get
a lecture, they go over film, Clifford addresses the big man. No, it's not like that at all.
But practice is different. Fofo started. He Clifford Ray, man.
What was Fofo?
That was his number.
Oh, 44.
Yeah. And Larry Smith. Those dudes had a big imprint on me.
49ers, Carolina. So you're going.
Yeah, as a fan. But I really want to stop by. I told Evan I got to get some for them to sign. But Rick and Cliff, it's going to be a zoo. That line is going to be from here to the station.
Better be a fan. You better not be using your media credential and asking for autographs, even if it is a signing.
I would never do that. With the credential?
Yeah, don't do that.
Then what? The joke you guys played on me should come true. Well, you and Kincaid and Evan.
I didn't play it. I didn't know what was going on.
No, they said you did.
I had no clue.
I packed up my stuff it was over.
I didn't know if he was serious or not. Hey, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Monday Night Football, Levi Stadium. Niners can go to 8-4.
It's credible. Man, it's credible. It's incredible.
Who's better, the Warriors or the Niners?
Honestly, I'm saying the Warriors. Yeah. Because of the defense of the Niners, Donnie.
You know what?
The offense.
Stop giving them the excuse because quit thinking they just stink.
There's only one Fred Warner in this whole league. I still get emotional just talking the fact that Fred's not out there. But here comes Taylor Bethune, really good player, playing great football, gets hurt. Curtis Robinson comes in. He pops that ball loose, him and Upton Stout, at the goal line. And there's Keon White, doing what he's supposed to do. Go chase the ball. Get to the ball. And he gets to the ball, and they recover it at the 3-yard line. You're seeing guys take advantage of their opportunities right now. And that's coaching. And that's preparation. If I had to, it's 11 weeks, and nothing has been accomplished yet. But it is really hard not to look at what Robert Saleh is doing to this defense right now. It's amazing what he's done. And he was the one that probably went to bat for Bryce Huff. Keon White fits in with this, with how they play. To see Alfred Collins play like he did and C.J. West and these young kids just scrapping. I can't say that they're uber talented or they even know what the hell they're doing. They're scrappy as hell, though. They're jumping over piles. They're getting off blocks. They're chasing to the football. It's fun to watch them play defense.
And it's okay, Goo, to have expectations.
I hear you. So I'm sounding like I don't.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, you're right. I mean, on paper, the defense is lousy, but...
You're not playing the Rams every week, right? And
exactly.
Maybe that's what I'm holding on to.
But I also think this is where Saleh got to get some credit.
Man.
And the next four games to me, or the next three games, I mean, if Saleh... I think... If Saleh's as good of a defensive coordinator as people think...
And I was tooting his horn early.
They're not going to get... the next three games, they're not giving up 95 points. I don't think so.
But if Carolina... If we come in here Tuesday morning and Carolina... Because I'm using your number, the Steph Curry. Let's just say they put up 31. Would you be blown away? And then that's kind of a loaded question because you can say, did they turn the ball over? But if they got 31, would you come in here mostly on the defense, Donnie? Would you be like, wow, I didn't expect that, or that was to be expected? I think I'm leaning more to that was to be expected.
I mean.
And now that Bethune's out, how much can you just handle, man? I mean, I got you. I heard Baldy.
I think against these three quarterbacks and some teams that are offensively challenged coming up, and you've got your offense whole.
You got expectations.
They're going to be favored in the next three games. Yeah. So can you win them all? Can you win two out of the next three? Two out of the next three you'll take. Three out of the next three you want. One out of the next three you don't want. None of the next three is kind of inconceivable to me.
Mm. And Evan,
how
and I
would lose three in a row right now.
Your hypothesis of disappointment if they didn't make it. You know, right now, with where they're currently sitting as a team, 7-4.
Yeah.
And these three games.
Yeah. They are on the inside looking out, and their offense right now is as whole as it's been all year long, and the schedule is at its weakest than it's been for the last, you know, these four games starting last week was a big-time soft spot in the schedule. They're healthy offensively. Go take advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, go take advantage. Baldy was asked about Bryce Young. He had a great game on Sunday and a win.
448 yards, yeah.
The week before, he was not very good against New Orleans. And they asked Baldy a good question. Is Bryce Young any good?
Not every week. Not every week, though. It's not a week-to-week thing. He's good. He's not Caleb, where you're just seeing this, you know, this massive improvement, you know, and then this consistency to it. He's not that. I mean, he's still 5'10". He's still undersized, still struggles to see some things. And if you can affect him, you're gonna have a chance to take it away, you know, a couple away. And he's got to move in order to get vision down the field to find some things. But I don't think he's a consistent player at all. And so you're going to see that last week was the best performance he's ever had. So it feels like an outlier, but we've seen him play well at times, just not on any consistent basis.
Am I the only one who watches football and says, I'm glad he had 400 yards passing last week coming into this game? I'm glad because Saleh gets to see film of everything he did to have his best game in his career. And now he's a young player, so he'll want to quote-unquote duplicate it. But now's when you throw different stuff at him. And I think they'll have an answer
and
defensively for
don't
these
forget
young
about
quarterbacks.
They're running backs, Dotty, but why I got confidence now, just hearing you say that, Rico Dowdle, they stopped Robinson. Remember, Ron Robinson Jr. did nothing against the Niners Sunday night. Remember how, and it was real, he was respected, a superstar, I believe, and the Niners shut him down, basically.
Oh, Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, Bijan, did Brian. Yeah, Bijan. So, you know, Rico Dowdle can run, but he ain't no Robinson. But hopefully, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. And
styles make fights.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about the Warriors, and somebody said, yeah, they're right where they need to be. They're right where they should be right now. And like, that's the way I feel about the Niners. Mm. All things considered, after 11 games, you're 7-4. This has been a weird season, but they're not 4-7.
No doubt. And so, how many teams would give their right arm to be 7-4, man?
I'd have to look at the standings, but I'd bet about 19. Yeah. 19 or 20 would want to be 7-4 right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Carolina coming in on Monday, and Portland is in town tonight to play the Golden State Warriors at Chase Center, 7:00. Warriors first game back. They have five straight home games now.
Yeah.
Five games.
Monday, Utah,
12
right?
games. 12 days.
You got all five now? You got the schedule up?
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight's Portland. Monday's Utah. Then what are we looking at?
Then we're looking
at next week.
Friday, Portland. Monday, Utah.
All right, 2 days in between the practice.
Wednesday, Houston. Saturday, Pelicans. Tuesday, Thunder. Tuesday, Thunder, man.
So you got some, what you guys are selling me or telling me.
And
they
I
got
heard,
a lot of time.
I heard that. And, you know, I heard what you said.
When?
Yeah, you did the practice. I see what you're trying to do. That's funny. It's fine. It's like, you know, you're like Sam Green. Sam Green. You're like Sam Green, the fan in Orlando. Sam Green. That's funny. Oh, it's funny, man. The first time. It's funny. Not, it's funny. Practice.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, but I mean,
you were so
you're not going to make you're not going to laugh at practice all game long.
But real quick, just back to the Warriors. 9-8 is not where you don't look at them. Like, I get the Niners, and you're right, and I think they're past where I thought they were going to be. But 9-8, you're not saying that's where the Warriors should be.
What do you mean? That's the record.
Yeah, no, but you said, you know, if, like, to me, I was hoping 10-7, 11-6, 12-5.
Well, they're not. They're 9-8. And I think it's okay.
Well, I'm not happy with it, and I'm not by myself.
Well, now, will you ever double back, and would there ever be a time when you might reassess your original assessment of the Warriors?
I got them going to the Western Conference.
Right, that's
so
what I mean.
So there's nothing that's going to shock me. This is shocking me.
So when you watch this second unit and they stink...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you watch the veterans, and they've been inconsistent. Like, what if they just are a 41-41 team?
I would, like, and that very well, like, your boy would be hurt. And I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, I got it wrong, and I would tell you like I often do, but Steiny, this team's too good when all three are not out, the OG. So how many games do you think we're going to see real quick of all three of them out at the same time?
Six.
It's got to be under three.
I say
no
six.
More than three. Steiny,
well,
that's your job as a boss to design it to where we might not be rich enough or talented enough with the others. Like, don't just throw away games, because I think if you continue to do, and you know what? Maybe if Kuminga's upright and healthy, then you got, obviously, so I put some respect on his name, you got a better chance to win that night's game.
I'm kind of done with Kuminga.
But you can't rest all three and just say, oh, it's going to be a loss.
I'm done with Kuminga. Like, I love Kuminga. I do love him.
Thank you, Evan.
I'm done with him. Like, he's not playing. He's no factor. If he comes back.
But why are you throwing in the towel? It sounds
like. Because I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sick of it with Kuminga.
But what if he's saying the same thing?
Well, that's right. He probably is. But I'm sick of thinking this guy is more of an impact player than he is. Mm. I don't think he stinks. I don't think he's a star. It's too much Kuminga. And it's just
too
much.
You got to read that piece from Slater, man. It was very inside. I'm gonna send it to you.
I don't need to hear Jimmy Butler invited into his wine cellar.
It was more than that. This is going to shocker real quick before you go. Steve Kerr's not his biggest fan. Shocker, Kuminga's. How about that? I took that from the articles, Donnie. That's a for show.
If you go down the list of Warrior players on a good night,
oh my God,
who impacts winning the most?
Steph.
Okay. Then
Jimmy.
Who? Yeah. Then who?
I'll even throw in Dre.
Draymond.
Yeah.
Then who?
Kuminga.
Wrong. Wrong. Sorry.
Wrong what?
Right now, Pajemski and Moody impact winning more than Kuminga.
Damnation. This is Will Richard.
Oh, my, I forgot you, Will. And Steiny, real quick, that's why we're 9-8.
You're okay.
That's your sequence.
So you're 9-8. And the reason you're 9-8 is because Kuminga, what?
No, I just
hasn't lived up to expectations.
He's been missed since he's been out. That's all. I put respect.
What's their record since he's been out?
Well, it was 3-0, but he played part of San Antonio only 8 minutes before he left.
And like, I hate to do that. Like, I don't want to sit here and say, well, they win when he doesn't play. But like, I'm just sick of overvaluing everything with him. We overvalue when he's he's just.
You got to understand, this is the one component I think you're missing to this. This can go two ways, and he can remain a Warrior.
You realize
he is the best part of what right now seems like a bleak future in regard to what you have out after, and I don't like talking about this, after the big three.
He's that part of the bleak future. He's part of it.
There.
Well, I am. Because here's why. Here's why
he's sick of the hype.
I'm just sick of it all at this point. Like, how many games did he miss now? Five? Last five?
You know I'm bad with numbers.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Happy Friday. You know, I know there's a lot of bickering. We're talking pods. We're talking JK. You know, hey, are the Niners even good? Or who's better, the Warriors, the Niners? You know, I just want to throw kind of a generalization out there. And I'm trying to be a little bit happier, you know, trying to not bring work home, trying to not bring home to work, whatever the case may be, right? When it comes to the Niners and it comes to the Warriors, you know, for the better part of a decade, and then some, especially with the Warriors, we have an expectation, right? The expectation is, you know, for a lot of people, Super Bowl or bust, or, NBA championship or bust. And just for me, and going back to the brevity of trying to just keep it a little bit more positive, it's like, you know, realistically, my expectations in the past were, you know, titles. But this year, you know, that's not really the expectation. The Niners defense, I don't think they're good enough, to do anything in the playoffs. I don't think, you know, the Warriors as currently constructed are, you know, I don't think they're going to beat OKC, the Nuggets, Houston, you know, maybe throw San Antonio once they have a full year of, you know, development. They might get us later on in the year. So I think from my perspective, I'm just trying to, you know, enjoy the games. I'm enjoying another season of Curry. You know, Draymond, not so much, even though we love him. We love to hate him. We hate to love him, whatever you want to call it. You know, I want to enjoy the games. And, you know, whatever comes, comes. You know, no expectations. I want to be pleasantly surprised this year. I don't want to be disappointed, you know, and get my hopes up for teams that really, you know, they're really not as strong as they were in years past. So, you know, what I'm locking in on for me personally, I'm just enjoying the greatness of Steph Curry. You know, when the guys are having fun, I'm having fun, right? And, you know, from the Niners' perspective, I really want to see Brock Purdy. I want to see the offense score 30 points a game. I want him to kind of, you know, not that this is poo-poo and Mac at all, but I want him to kind of silence some of the naysayers.
Right.
And, you know, go into next season and everybody's fully confident. Like, you know what? Brock is our guy. And we still have Mac under contract, and he'll be able to back up and come in if and when, you know, Brock gets injured, whatever. But let's just be pleasantly surprised this year. Don't be disappointed if they aren't going to win a championship and it doesn't work out with Kuminga and Pods, whatever. You know, it's a Friday, gentlemen. Let's have a wonderful, a fantastic Friday, and let's have a wonderful weekend. And guess what, gentlemen? If you're not a San Jose Sharks fan or a hockey fan, hey, the time is now to hop on board because the young boys are humming. Oh, I was about to say humming and coming. Pause. But hey.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Shasky and Spadoni had Macklin Celebrini on this morning. Where the show that did his first sports interview in the Bay, his radio interview. So we've been on the shark wagon.
I came in. The first thing I said to Evan was, is Guru mad? Because the morning show had him. Not us. Because you always said he's ours. And I never like to
Well, closed mouth don't get fed.
Well, we got fed. Malcolm celebrating, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
No, my guy.
Willard and Dibs have not had.
We got a bigger show concern. You been watching this corner office thing with the boss?
No.
I got some Guru analytics.
Okay.
We're the last show that gets mentioned. I don't say anything to him. I'm taking nothing. Steiny, it's just good. God, throw us a bone.
Why? We don't need it.
We put up numbers.
That's why we don't need it.
I'm in there like, I see the video ended. I'm like, he's going to get us, Evan. He's going to sneak us in. And the video ends. No mention of us. We're putting up numbers.
And that's what
shut up. Yeah. God. I just tell the facts.
Here's what I would say to Chris. I think, the more I think about it, the Niners and the Warriors are kind of, they're kind of the same.
Yeah, but Chris was on fairy tale land.
They're in the middle of the pack.
This is life and death.
What I'm getting at is the difference between the 49ers and the Warriors is, to me, they're both kind of middle of the pack-ish in their conference. There's 15 teams in the West. The Warriors are six or seven.
Niners, and I get.
But what you I'm getting at is they're 7-4.
Yeah, but you got Steph, Jimmy. I got you.
The 49ers are 7-4.
I got you.
Their season is 65% over. Right. They're
ahead
in
of them. Yeah.
If they continue to play. The Warriors are 9-8. Like, they're 9-8. We don't know.
But I'm the same dude that was fighting everybody, and I wasn't by myself, so I thought, in regard to had Curry remain healthy, watch out.
Okay.
And then we turn around and come out the gate 9-8. Oh, but hey, hold on.
No, you got it all figured out.
Hey, we're 9-8 because we ain't practiced. Just wait till we start practicing. Oh, boy.
Let me tell you something. You better hope Willard didn't hear that segment.
This is the NBA.
You better hope Willard didn't hear that segment.
Unlike you, I ain't afraid of Willard or anybody.
You don't have to be afraid of him. It'll just put you in your place.
How?
He'll say, so practice doesn't matter. And you know what?
I didn't say that.
I may be a... Oh, don't make me be a weasel.
I coached Eddie House in CYO. I know what practice means.
You didn't know how to run one.
I did.
That segment sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Ceramani Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. The deals end January 5th. Visit Ceramani Ford on Ceramani Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or... 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com. You're not a man of God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.